Hello and welcome to Overview of Enterprise Solution. My name is Ramasubramanian and I'm having around 28 years of experience in overall enterprises and banking industry. So today, now we'll be looking at the chapter one, which is nothing but the overview of enterprise solutions. So after this chapter, when we are going to complete this particular chapter, you will understand what exactly is the concept of an enterprise and business solution. Why a business solution or an enterprise solution is required for an organization, and how it is evolved over the period of time. And an understanding of what comprises enterprise solutions and some examples of some enterprise solutions we'll be looking at this particular chapter. What exactly is the corporate information technology governance about? That particular thing we'll be looking at this particular chapter. So let us try to define what exactly is an enterprise solution. So an enterprise solution is a comprehensive software system or set of technologies that are designed to support the complex business process and operations of large operations. So what happens is that in any organization, the purpose of an organization is to make profit out of the entire business which they are doing and do some business also in the entire thing. So what are the components that are required for doing a business? Now, in software solution becomes an integral part of an entire enterprise today. So some of the enterprises which we go through in multiple cases today on a day-to-day basis is the corporations, government agencies, and non-profit organizations, and includes banks also, which are having multiple in business that which they are doing, for which you require some software solution to proceed further with their business and with the latest set of technology. It should be having a latest set of technologies so that the business is going to grow, plus the profit is going to grow, and the services which they are going to do for the multiple people is going to increase. So let us define what exactly is an enterprise solution now. Enterprise solutions typically include a wide range of functionalities, including customer relationship manager, management, supply chain management, financial management, human resource management, and project management. So in any enterprise, if you see today, there will be customers will be there, and the relationship has to be managed, and the supply chain management, which is nothing but how you are going to how you are going to increase the inventory, how you are going to sell this inventory that has been created, and financial management, how you are going to manage your finances, what are going to be input, or what is going to go from outside your organization, how you are going to manage all these particular things, and human resources. Again, one more important thing for any enterprise is how you are going to handle the human resources. When you are going to talk about human resources, you have to take some people inside your organization, and some people may go out. You have to go for appraisals on a yearly basis. How all these things are going to happen will be handled in the human resource management and project management. There will be multiple projects that will be happening in an enterprise. How you are going to manage these particular projects will be handled in a project management. So these are the set of functionalities that will be happening in any enterprise. So enterprise solutions will help the enterprise to handle the entire business or entire functionalities that are required for an enterprise's functional properly. That is a benefit of enterprise solution. These systems are often customizable. So when you talk about customizable, so when you are going to have an enterprise solution in India and in going to be happening in Europe or America, the requirements may be different. So even though the system is going to be the same, there could be reasons why there should be multiple changes that will be happening in system. So this will be customized based on interest specific area. Example, if you are going to go to Europe, each every 400 kilometers, there is going to be different language is going to be there, different countries are going to be there. So each country's regulatories are different, and accordingly, the requirements also will be different. So in customization, what they will do is that they will be changing the system to fit their local and organizational needs of the specific organization. Specific needs of a particular organization and are designed to integrate with other software systems and technologies. Say, example, when you are going to talk about India, we will be having NPCI, which will be sending an UPI transactions to a banking system. You will be having an ATM, which will be, again, another organization that will be sending a new set of transactions, or we will be sending NEFT or RTGS. So all these particular transactions, all these particular systems has to be integrated with the core banking system. So the purpose of entire our solution, enterprise solutions, to ensure that all these functionalities are taken care, all these people who are going to be serviced in the entire solution or entire organization are taken care, and financial transactions are happening in the system. So let us see why we require an enterprise solution now. In enterprise solutions are intended to improve the efficiency, productivity, and overall performance of an organization by streamlining its operations, providing centralized data management, and enabling real-time decision making. So when we are going to have a solution, it doesn't mean that you will be just doing an input in the system and proceed further with the transaction. It is that system should be in the position to help the user to take a decision. So which is happening in today's artificial intelligence world, system will be in the position to provide you what could be the best decision you can take. So this is the benefit that is happening in the today's world. And let us move ahead and we'll see how exactly the system has progressed from earlier days and to today's day. They are typically deployed across multiple departments, locations, and business units. So if you see in any enterprise, that will be multiple units will be there, businesses will be there, departments will be there, maybe HR department, procurement department, purchase department, sales department, marketing department, and another thing, central unit that is happening in the back end. So, and this could be in multiple locations. It may be at one of the branch, maybe in Europe or America, and all these particular things will be handled in a single system, single architecture, and are often used by hundreds or even thousands of employees within an organization, including the end customers of the organization. Maybe in the banking technology, banking industry, if you see, there will be some branches who will be doing internet banking or mobile banking. Again, this also is coming or covered under the enterprise solution. So what is an enterprise solution? So we had defined what exactly is an enterprise solution about, and let us see how exactly this implementation is going to happen and what are the different types of enterprise solution you'll be having. So as we may be aware that you cannot have an enterprise solution which is going to be equal common across all kinds of organizations and all kinds of sizes of the enterprise. Maybe you may be having a small shop nearby you. You may be having a Reliance or DMart. You cannot have the same solution that will be hit. There will be that will be okay for a small shop and okay for a big company like enterprise, like DMart or Reliance Smart. So you require multiple solutions based on the size of the organization, by size of the enterprise, and the industry of the enterprise. You cannot have a DMart solution working in a bank like ICICI Bank or IDFC Bank. Any organization that engages in business, be they are profit, trade, or services, or provision of goods and or services to end customers, can be categorized as an enterprise. So let us define what is an enterprise. An enterprise is an organization which is doing a business, maybe for profit or non-profit, or doing a service like a bank, or trade, doing a trade, or provision of goods and or services. Like maybe it is a company which is doing a procurement and just selling this particular thing to other people, or maybe doing an logistics. So these are multiple enterprises you are having in today's world. This, you cannot have the same size and same solution for all these kind types of industries. So let us see how the solutions are differentiated based on the enterprise and based on the type and based on the size. So basically the solutions of enterprises depend primarily on the types of business, the scale and size of the enterprise. Like we are saying, you cannot have the same solution for a shop which is going to be different for which should be different for a small shop as well as for a big shop like DMart or Reliance. As such, from the point of view of understanding enterprise solutions and their implementation, it is essential to understand not just the line of business, but equally their scale or size or volume of business. So tomorrow you may be required to have an understanding, or you may be required to find out what kind of solution is required for the specific kind of business you are going to work on. So you have to take these particular things into mind. What is the scale? What is the vision of the organization? How exactly they have to move across over period of time? What is the size of the organization and what is the volume of business today as well as what is the future growth? Based on this particular thing, you have to decide what kind of solution that is required for the specific enterprise. And enterprises are classified by governments worldwide by similar standards as given below, which will be micro enterprises, small enterprises, medium enterprises, large enterprises, and Fortune 500, Global 500 organizations. So you may be today, or you may be seeing in multiple news or multiple papers, you may be seeing these are Fortune 500, Global 500 organizations, which means that some of the some specific these companies has been identified, they just are going to grow big than other companies. So it has been taken Fortune 500. So similarly, large enterprises, medium enterprises, small enterprises, micro entities, how it has been differentiated with a common terminology is going to be seen next. So these are the, in general, SMBs, small and business, medium business, or SEs, small and medium enterprises, are the general acronyms used to denote the smaller companies. So these are the different types of small companies, that small and enterprises that are there. So we define manufacturing and enterprises and service industry. This will be the classification for all these kind of organizations. Investment micro becomes investment in plant and machinery or equipment, not more than 1 crore and annual turnover, not more than 5 crores. This is a primary differentiation for a micro. When it goes to small, it becomes not more than 10 crores and annual turnover, not more than 50 crores. So if it is less than 50 crores in INR, it will be treated as small. Medium, not more than 50 crores and annual turnover, not more than 250 crores. This becomes medium. So you can decide, you can compare. When it is going to be large organization, the annual turnover should be more than 250 crores. Then only it can become a large organization. So let us see what are the components of an enterprise solution. An enterprise solution comprises of all IT assets, maybe it a hardware, software, hardware, which is going to be the backend, network, which is going to connect between multiple solutions, maybe with a server, maybe with another organization of the specific location of the specific organization, maybe in the example case of banks, including the ATM, including the NPCI, mobile banking or internet banking. All these particular things are covered inside this particular enterprise solution itself. So that go to meet the business requirements of an enterprise. They comprise of many software products or applications that support various business functions, then also such IT assets as networks, data centers, storage devices, etc. So usually if you go into any organization, maybe Reliance, DMart or a bank, you may be seeing multiple data centers, huge data centers will be there, where data centers will be having huge servers, it will be there, multiple storage devices will be there, and multiple backups will be there happening at the same time, and networks. Okay, networking is a big thing, and all these things will be covered by some software that will be running, and all these networks, data centers, storage devices, plus your software that is running, all these are part of the enterprise solution we are going to have. ERP, which will be nothing but enterprise resource planning. The most visible and most discussed is just one element, but the enterprise of the enterprise solution set. So ERP is going to be the main component and main element in the entire organization, entire enterprise solution which we are having. So ERPs typically support the core business function, but many current ERPs also built in all other functions such as document management, supply chain to a minimal extent. Like we said earlier, today in today's world, today organizations has progressed a lot, enterprise solutions has progressed a lot. It doesn't just look like you are going to have the core business function going to be there in the specific system. You have multiple other things like artificial intelligence, machine learning, and NLP, natural language processing. With all this invent of the new IT infrastructure, the entire way enterprises work or enterprise solutions work has very best differentiate, has become, has progressed a lot. So today, the people take a decision or allow the system to take a decision to proceed further. So with the invent of AI, these things are happening today. Optionally, ERP vendors provide products for each of the current other critical business functions. So there are multiple interfaces that are there with multiple products, which will be helping the entire ERP to work proceed further. Example, let me take an example of banking, where you are having internet banking, mobile banking, or an ATM that is happening, or NPC, UPI that is happening. All these are multiple products which are integrated with a specific ERP, and these are being managed by vendors. multiple vendors manage an organization, data center is being managed by different people, different vendor, and maybe HR is being managed by different vendor. All these things are possible, and we are having an integrated solution in front of the end user. Some functions like corporate treasury. Now let us move on to something called an SAP. Okay, which is SAP is an enterprise solution, which is being used across multiple companies. Some functions like corporate treasury are always separate products, though SAP also has its own treasury product. So why do we mix up and tend to term the ERP to an enterprise solution? Let us see what exactly has happened, what is the previous history, how exactly we have progressed across the entire period. So when we started, the entire thing has started in 70s and 80s. The business requirement and expectations of IT were much simpler, not like today we are having, where we require the things to happen in say 1 month or 2 months. We should deploy the entire solution, and you have multiple people from customers, also from the internal users and external users, people used to has to connect to the solution to proceed further with the transaction. That time, 70s and 80s, it was much simpler. The IT requirement was much simpler, expectations was also simpler, and people has to go to the office and do the transactions. So today we are having mostly from work from home thing, where people wants to do the entire thing from a single place. So and the MRP and MRP2, okay, served the complete business functions of an enterprise. So like we were discussing in the earlier 70s and 80s, over the period of time which we had progressed, the business requirements and the expectations of an IT were much simpler. Okay, people were doing transactions by going to the office or doing a transaction at the discussing with other people. Today, the entire thing has changed, and now people are doing from their work from home principle has happened, and people are doing more from internet banking or mobile banking transactions that are happening in case of bank, and people order something from using system, Zomato, Swiggy. All these are happening in a fingertip, Amazon, fingertip, it is happening. And all these are happening at the back end as an enterprise solution. And earlier cases, MRP and MRP2 were being used, okay, which is nothing but MRP stands for material requirements planning. In which case, what will happen is that the transactions are happening at a lesser thing, and people are having the position to comfortably do the expectations required. Served the complete business functions of an enterprise. The initial advent of ERP also promised an enterprise solution, though found inadequate, hence the tendency to identify an ERP with enterprise solution. So what has happened is that when the ERP was started progressing, moving forward, and it has become, enterprise solution has become, but they identified, they found that this particular thing is not adequate for the end user to do the transaction. So more and more people started asking, why I should not do this way, why I should not do that way. So the invention started happening, and ERP has become an enterprise solution now. As we discussed, no one size fits all. The enterprise solutions are generally built and packaged for the type of business. Say maybe example or manufacturing, you may be having a different enterprise solution. Banking, you may be having an enterprise solution. Retail, you may be having an enterprise solution. And the scale, for example, manufacturing, you have discrete or process that are required to say for example, in this case, you'll be having more of inventory management and supply chain finance management you should be doing. Utilities like generation and how you are going to do the transactions. So this becomes a utility. And then becomes retail, single multi-brand wholesale services, where you'll be having, like we are discussing, you may be having something around Amazon, you may be having which is required for Reliance or DMart. These are comes under the wholesale services or retail. Enterprise solutions and ERP rollouts. The challenge with, now let us discuss what are the challenges that are going to be there in enterprise solutions or ERP rollouts, and how exactly is going to be impact in this particular thing in the implementation process. So enterprise solutions and ERP rollouts involve not only huge capital outlays. So, you know, it is not going to be an easy task to implement. You require huge capital has to be deployed for implementing an ERP solution, but also long implementation time. It is not going to be an 1 month I'll be in a position to complete, or 1 week I'll be in a position to complete. Large enterprises has to run a specific project for more than 3+ years. And you have implementation times will be different for each of the product based on what Excel is a requirement, what Excel is going to be, the cultural change that is going to happen, and what are the IT resources that are required. Is it going to be adequate, or you are expecting something that is going to happen come in the future for implementing this entire project? So intense cultural changes required for doing an enterprise solution deployment. It is not going to be easy task for changing the cultural of the specific enterprise. Large enterprise with enormous financial clout handle these over time frames of 3+ years with large budget overlays. So it's going to be not a single month task. It may be something may happen in 6 months, 3 or 1 year, or 2 years, 3 years, or more than this specific thing also. It may run for more than 10 years also, some specific projects. This results in budgetary and actual expenses going to be different when you're going to complete the entire project. So you may be budgeting for 2 crores and you may be expecting that this is going to 10 crores when you're completing the project, as an example. However, even these large enterprises are stretched to their limits, and many company-wide rollouts are at times aborted before the entire objective are fulfilled. So there are many cases where large enterprises abort their project and start proceeding further with the previous transition kind of thing itself. And some cases what will happen is that this actually is a result of one more thing also, with the advent of the thing and fast growing technology and fast growing need of the people, human. So it may be requiring, when you are going to complete the project after 3 years, you may be seeing that this particular project is not required for me at all. So this is what will happen in some cases, some of large enterprises. If you are not focusing on what exactly is going to be my progress, what exactly is going to be the vision of the enterprise. So this vision of the enterprise has to be taken into consideration always, and transaction volume, what is the growth that is going to be considered from this specific project. These are the things we have to consider. Otherwise, you may result in budget overruns, or you may be result in not inadequate project delivery at the end of the thing. Say example, let us take an example of, we are going to have a construction project which you are having, and you had planned for 50 cars at a point of time that is going to be there in the bridge, but finally you land up having 100 cars in this particular bridge that is going to happen. This happens because the time that has been taken for the specific project to get completed is more than what exactly has been foreseen in the initial day. So we can see some examples of how much time it has taken for specific project to roll out. General Electric Corporations roll out Oracle ERPs across their North America divisions, and this has, believe me, it has taken 5 years for them to complete the project with major customizations. So some of the cases are like, you may be having a project, you may be their product, and the project customizations that are going to happen will be entirely different, and you may be not be seeing the actual product itself in the backend. So that much customization might happen to the specific product. So it is important for the product managers and the people who are going to work on this particular project to understand what Excel is my product, whether it will be enough for me to complete the deliver the entire requirement. Based on this particular thing, you have to take a decision on which product I'm going to purchase, how much customization is possible, how much is going to be the effort that is going to be put under the customization. Based on this particular thing, only the people have to decide which product I'm going to take. Example, if you're going to 10% of your requirement is going to be resolved with a product, there is no point in taking the product. You have to look for some other product which will be having 90% of my requirement. The addition of enterprise solutions itself poses major challenges to SMB that are growing and feel the imperative to get out of Excel worksheet workbook based management. So like we said, if you are going to take more than 5 years for completing a project, it results in, why I should not do the entire thing in Excel itself? Why I should go for an ERP? So to have these particular things into consideration when you are going to take a decision of enterprise solution. They are caught between the need and the cost and the impact of organization changes that and time overruns. So these are the impacts that will be happening. These are the need we have to consider before proceeding further with an enterprise solution decision. The early enterprise solutions were always designed for the large enterprises. Today, earlier, they had doesn't bother about going to the small enterprises and selling their enterprise solutions, because they are, there are limited IT organizations that are there, and limited people are, limited companies that are ready to invest on the enterprise solution. However, with the growth of the SMBs, like we are seeing earlier, what is an SMB? Software vendors recognize the business opportunities, and enterprise solutions are now packaged differently for large enterprises and SMBs, SMEs, and based on their varying needs. Example, let us take a look for a Tally software itself. The solution which has been sold for an SMB and SMEs will be entirely different from what you are going to sell for enterprise solutions, where you will be, you require inventory, much needed inventory, and much needed artificial intelligence today. While the large organization implementations and integration is extensive in terms of coverage and the timelines and costs. So in large organization, if you see the time that is going to be taken and the cost that is going to be have there in a specific our project is going to be entirely different for a large organization than a small organization. The SMB needs are thin software. Okay, you will not require a big software. You may, it may be a thin client that will be there in the specific desktop itself. In case of large organizations, you require networking to be connected, and it has to be multiple locations to be covered. You may, you should be in a position to do and find management from a specific location itself. Low cost and quick implementation timelines without major integration hassles. So this integration hassles are not required for an SMB. You will be having a quick implementation. You will be doing, an, say, 2 or 3 months, you will complete the entire project and come out of the project. The term enterprise refers to a network of business functions. So like we discussed, enterprise is not only a small location we are discussing. We are discussing about multiple locations, multiple functionalities, multiple characteristics of the specific business, multiple interface will be there. Therefore, the phrase enterprise solution refers to an integrated IT solution for various functions in a corporation, be they large or SMB. They provide enhanced scalability and efficiency of the system. So it is not that I'm going to have a solution that has been deployed today, and tomorrow if there is a new requirement that is going to be there, I should not be in a position to throw away the entire system and bring up a new solution. So scalability should be kept in mind, and what is the efficiency of the system? How I can progress in this particular solution? Can this particular solution deployment will ensure that my profit is going to increase or my operations cost is going to decrease at a specific point of time? Say example, today I'm going to have 100 people working doing the same job. Tomorrow, can I do it the entire job in by 10 people, and this remaining 90 people can do some other job, which is going to be productive for the organization? These are the things that are being considered by any enterprise today for deployment of any solution. Before taking decision on what is going to be the product that I am going to deploy, these are the things that are considered by the you people, enterprise managers, and ensure that they are in a position to give a better solution today. Therefore, the term enterprise solutions encompass all aspects of computer technology and business solutions, which includes hardware, software, and the employees required to implement and maintain these particular things. So example, today if you are going to have a solution where you are not having a proper implementation partner, there is no point in taking this particular solution. You require proper implementation partner who can do a development, who can implement, who can maintain this particular solution over a period of time. This does not make it insignificant. However, in this book, we will deal with only the software solutions. So we'll focus in this chapter, we'll focus only on the software solutions, and we'll not be, as of now, we'll be not focusing on hardware or employees that are required, which is going to be another topic that has to be taken separately. But today, in this book, we are going to consider software solutions only.